AM 1280, New Star KIT, that's us. And this Friday edition is officially underway.
Yes, sir.
Dave and Lance, Jason Dale Craig, and you, JDC, in for Jacksonian. I think they had a recall at the Smithsonian. He's back dusting off some bones. We'll check in with him later on. We are going to have an early morning guest, early morning for us up in Adam for the East Coast. Our friend Tim Bryce from the Tampa area is going to join us in just a second. Mm-hmm. He's got a very interesting column out, as he always does. This one's called, As Florida Goes, So Goes the Country. I want to read you just a couple of lines as a preamble to him coming on. It's time for me to announce my prediction for the 2020 presidential election. Okay, well, we all can do that, right? Why should we pay attention to Tim? Here's why. I was right on the money in 2016 and in 2018 for the midterm elections, and I did it without the use of polls, which I discovered are totally useless. Sounds like our kind of guy. Instead, I rely on the voting data received from the Florida Board of Elections. And so with that as preamble, let's talk to Mr. Tim Bryce once again. Hi, Tim. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good to hear from you again.
Hello, Tim.
Good to have you on. It was a big day in your state yesterday as both candidates made their presence known. What was the buzz like on media and around the state?
Oh, it's Mr. Trump had about 20,000 people over here by Raymond James Stadium. And Mr. Biden was in town, and, you know, I'm sure he filled up a drive-in theater someplace.
That's about it. I joked before we went on air, if Tim went to his rally, it doubled the number of people attending. He is not exactly pulling big crowds, but that's all right. He can stay under the radar, won't draw as much press maybe. He certainly won't get questions hollered at him from the audience. And then if he announces where he's going to be too far in advance, his crowds will be dwarfed by Trump supporters.
Yeah, so that's right.
Well, what are you finding out as you do your due diligence? You're a guy that really knows his way around crunching numbers and stuff, maybe all your years in business with that. What's the Florida Elections Board and information and telling you now?
Well, as you said at the beginning of the piece, I have no use for the polls, especially Real Clear Politics, and which does no polling whatsoever. They just crunch numbers of various different polls, which is mixing apples with oranges. I go right to the Florida Board of Elections and find out, you know, what's going on in terms of absentee ballots, early voting, and then election day. Now, here's what's interesting. In 2016, Republicans won the absentee ballots. Democrats won the early voting, and then election day, Republicans won that. Well, it's almost the antithesis of that. It's all flipping around.
Really?
The Democrats came on out very strongly, very aggressively in terms of absentee ballots. And I think two reasons behind that. Democrats, first of all, were pushing to have people use that as opposed to voting in person. And number two, Republicans, frankly, were scared about their ballots, you know, whether they were going to get counted or not. I've heard this so many times down here, it's ridiculous. But then a couple weeks after that, we got into early voting, and I was really surprised by this. The Republicans owned early voting. They own the voting booths down here.
They do.
And despite the huge lead the Democrats had, we're almost even as of today. But we're going to have Republicans, the way the trend is going, Republicans are going to be into it going into Election Day, and we normally win Election Day. The other thing to keep in mind is Democrats have already, 60% of Democrats have already voted. They typically go to 65%, you know, and when they vote. But let's say it goes to 70-75%. I don't think it matters because Republicans always outvote them on Election Day. And around the precincts around here, I just can't believe the people coming on in here. It's incredible.
Well, I like your analysis, the idea that, you know, the national exhortation was mail in your ballots, don't get COVID, and let's just mail. And then, you know, the president's concerns, and I think everybody's reasonable concerns about overloading the postal service and the horror stories that you hear here and there, maybe wanting to go in person to do it. I think that's spot on, Tim. And
okay,
well,
Tim.
The other thing too that really amazed me is the enthusiasm of the people. The Trump supporters are out there. They're all out there voluntary. You know, they've had numerous flag waving rallies. They've had car parades, and we had that huge boat parade, as you know, in Clearwater,
right?
Where we set a world record and all that kind of stuff. The Biden people have an occasional flag rally over here, but get this. And I wasn't aware of this until just recently. the Biden people are being paid to be there, to wave a flag or hold a sign. And the Trump people are all doing it, you know, gratis. And when I go by there, you know, the Trump people, people are honking for Trump. Nobody, every once in a while I hear, beep, beep, for Biden. But, I mean, Trump's side is just wild for Trump. You know, the honking of the horns and so on is amazing. So that's when I knew Trump has got, you know, the confidence of the people. And plus, you throw out, you know, yesterday's report, you know, about the GDP, the 33.1%, that's icing on the cake.
You bet.
So much for Mr. Biden's whole concept that, you know, oh, we got to fix COVID-19 before the economy comes back. I hate to tell you this, Joe, but the economy's back.
The economy's back.
Yeah, you know, it's so ridiculous to hear him sitting there talking about people at the kitchen table, maybe one light bulb on, and that's it, and you know, wringing their hands over what their futures might be. And I'm thinking, Joe, come with us into the present, would you? It's just really
pathetic. It's kind of sad. It's kind of sad to watch this guy. And frankly, I'm really worried about his health. You know, I don't know. I don't think he has the mental acuity to go through this, nor the physical stamina to hold this thing. Then you have somebody like Trump, who's like the Energizer Bunny out there, and he just keeps on going and going and going. I'm really worried that, okay, Biden is going to keel over, and then you have Kamala Harris running everything, who was voted the 2019 most liberal senator, you know, in the Congress. And that's kind of scary. That's disconcerting.
Well, that's not going to happen, though.
Lance is strong on the red wave.
No, it's not. I really believe Trump has got Florida sewed up. And once Florida goes on through there, I think you're going to get North Carolina. I'm also hearing from Pennsylvania and Ohio, and it's very positive for Trump on that. Don't know too much about Michigan other than he had a really good rally up there, and I've heard from some people up there, but I'm hearing good things out of Pennsylvania and Ohio as well.
Well, there's a headline on Fox this morning. They're saying they're weighing the chances of another big recount and everything. I mean, what's your feeling on a close race? I mean, you think it's going to be a blowout, a red wave?
I don't know if it'll be a blowout, but it will go to Mr. Trump, plain and simple. And you got to remember, you know, even guys like Fox, MSNBC, CNN, all of these guys make their money on creating angst amongst the TV audience. They want people to get upset. Hey, my mom called me the other night, and she's crying. She says, tell me Trump is going to win. Tell me Trump's going to win. And I said, Mom, what are you all upset about? She says, well, I was watching Fox News, and they were saying this and that. And I'm saying, Mom, forget that. This is all nonsense. And the same with the polls. But think about it. When this is all done, the polls won't have any credibility anymore.
Oh, you got that right.
Twice, you know, and then the media is going to lose all credibility as well.
You know, my mom's 83, and she's doing the same thing to me. You know, she's like, oh, please tell me. And I'm like, no, Ma, don't worry about it. You know, there's a poll out that says 3 in 4 Americans are worried about the election-related violence.
Yeah, that's right.
And there's just a lot of worry out there. Well,
down here in Pinellas County, they, too, are worried about it. I saw our sheriff talking about it, and he said, yeah, we're going to be ready for it in case anything happens. You know, we're going to have a lot of people. Even for early voting, we have two squad cars at each precinct.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you your analysis bolsters us. You know, we sit up here in Washington, and we know what our state's doing. And so it's no question about that, but Florida is key.
And I'm not trying to discourage anybody from voting. Everybody's got to get out there and vote, okay? I'm saying, yes, we're going to win, but don't let up.
Yeah, don't take the foot off the gas.
Keep the pedal to the metal.
Tim Bryce, always fun to talk to you. Great perspective on things, and we look forward to a celebratory call in the next few days.
That's what do you say?
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you too. Tim Bryce.
Keep the faith.
You betcha. Businessman, blogger. He writes columns from time to time, but I in politics for a long, long time. Has that cool book out, What You Need to Know Before You Vote.
Yeah.
We talked about that before.
Yeah.
So, good guy, but he's right there at Ground Zero in Tampa. So
good stuff.
Thought we'd have him on.
Yeah, you can Google Tim Bryce, B-R-Y-C-E, and that's what I did. And just you'll see his column right there. So The silent majority is a movement of the people who openly support the president and demonstrated in his favor at numerous flag rallies, automobile rallies, boat rallies, the largest of which was over 2,000 in nearby Clearwater, Florida, thereby setting a world record. Part of his column in which he says President Trump will win. Well, there you go.